right.
Having some fellowship with some of the saints who drove all the way, the whole day to get here. And a brother was sharing with me that he was afraid he was going to fall asleep in the meeting. But the message really kept him awake because it was so burning. And I think this, we all agree with this. We all were really touched by the word, how that the Lord wants to present a glorious church for His coming. And we all need to give ourselves to Him.
Amen.
And the problem is, many times we get in the way. He is trying to build a church, but our old man, our flesh, is in the way. So what we really need to do is, as it was shared yesterday, we all need to go to sleep. Not in the meetings. We all need to die. Right? We all need to learn to deny ourselves. Yeah, and really let the Lord work within us.
Amen.
Amen. So this morning we want to continue the fellowship along the same line. And our meeting one is consider our ways. Amen.
Page 8.
That's right, in page number 8 on the outline. Amen. I'll try to keep it short so there will be time for testimonies for all of you. Amen. I really enjoy the song that we just sang today. Lord, there's always been one person like Abraham who ran to meet you, Samuel, he ministered, and David had a heart full of praise, but you want many more. And then verse 2, Lord, we want to be that people that minister and refresh you. Meet your knee and wash your feet. That satisfies your heart's desire.
Amen.
Amen. And be the bride for you.
Amen.
I've been singing this song since I was in high school. And it's still so fresh to me as I sang it this morning. Because the Lord is still calling us to be that people. And for many of us, we all have needs. You know, physical needs, material needs, psychological needs, emotional needs, so many needs. But the problem is, God also has a need. And who among us really care for God's need? Right? Well, David did. Right? And so, may the Lord speak to us, that we would know what is on God's heart's desire, and really give ourselves to be the bride for Him. Amen. Let's turn to some verses in Acts chapter 13, verse 2. Amen. In Acts chapter 13, I'll just read this to you. It says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, now separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. Yeah. There's a very interesting verse here. These brothers, what were they doing? They were ministering to the Lord and they were fasting. Yeah. For many of us, when we come to pray, we're always asking the Lord for something. Lord, give me this. Give me that. Do this for me. Do that for me. Well, these brothers weren't doing that. They were ministering to the Lord. Right? They were practicing what the song was saying. Lord, what can we do to minister to you? To refresh you? How can we wash your feet and meet your need? And so these brothers were praying, Lord, what is it that you need? What is it that you desire? Lord, we want to be available to you. And so these brothers are praying in this way. And then the Holy Spirit spoke. Right? Separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work which I have called them. Today, many Christians have their own work. You know, this work, that work. Go to Africa, go to India. Very nice work. But is it what the Lord wants to do? Or is it something that you want to do? we all need to understand what is it that the Holy Spirit wants to do. And these brothers were available to the Lord, and that's why the Holy Spirit was able to move and separated them, and the gospel was able to go to the Gentiles, the book of Acts. And so today, for the Lord to do something here in North America, He requires brothers and sisters who are available to Him, that are willing to minister to the Lord, to lay aside our own concerns and come together and pray, Lord, what is it that you need? What is it that you want? I am willing to die, to deny myself. I want to be available to you. Whatever is it that I am doing, I'm willing to drop it and stop it if this is not what you are doing. This is the title of our conference, Consider Our Ways. Why are we having this conference if it's not for the Lord's purpose? We don't want to do it just because it's another year. We want to do it because this is what the Lord wants us to do. It's very important. And so I think for us, we all need to examine ourselves and take some time and really pray before the Lord. Lord, what is it that you want to do here in North America, in all the churches? Right? Lord, you surely desire to go on. It just can't be that just us here. There are so many more seeking ones there that you want to gain. And Lord, we pray that you would use us and have a way to go on.
Amen.
Amen. Recently, we received an email from a very seeking brother, and a very good brother. And this brother wrote, and I will just quote, saying, the gospel of Jesus Christ today has been replaced by self-help messages. Money, prosperity, physical well-being, and other things linked to this world has become the goal of many who proclaim to be Christians. It's a shame for us. When I read this, I wept because I felt like this is really the condition, and I feel exactly the same way. When you turn on the television, when you see all these things going on, you think, is this what the Lord wants to do? To make us healthy, wealthy, give us prosperity? This can't be the Lord's purpose. And this seeking brother was looking around all over his place, not finding anything. And today, this is what the Lord has called us, to come out from all these nonsense and say before the Lord, Lord, what is it that you want to do? Right, we want to be available to you. Yeah. God's people today, we are so concerned with our own needs. Many times our needs greatly exceeds God's need. This is what the brother says. It's a shame for us. It really is. Many times I have to repent before the Lord. I have a long list of things I want the Lord to do. The Lord just has one thing. And we are not for that. We're all for all these other things. And may the Lord have mercy on us. Amen. In Acts chapter 13, verse 22, the same chapter, says, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Amen. Wow, this is good. Yeah. When the Lord looked upon the earth, He found one man, David, a man who is after God's own heart. Imagine how God felt when He saw David. Oh my goodness, after all these years, I found somebody who knows exactly what I wanted. And not only so, He was willing to go after it, to do it. And there's such a verse here in the Bible. May the Lord make us all like David. Yeah. A man after God's own heart and who will do all of His will. Yeah, let's turn to Psalm 132 and let's read some verses together. Psalm 132. We had these verses for morning watch yesterday. Let's read them together. verses 1 to 5. Okay? Psalm 132, verses 1 to 5. Amen. Lord, remember David.
All
his afflictions, yes. How he soared to the Lord and bowed to the mighty one of Jacob. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Amen. Yeah, David has such a heart, even though he was under so much affliction. You know, we think, oh, David is a king. He's sitting on the throne. He has an easy life. Of course he can be for God's purpose. No, he wasn't at that time. He was being persecuted. People were chasing him, wanting to kill him. He was under so much affliction, and yet he had a heart for the Lord and for his purpose. And he did not want him to go into the chamber of his house or go up to the comfort of his bed. You know, last night after the meeting, after all the dishes were done, I was like, oh, this bed is so comfortable. Closed my eyes. And then I realized, oh, I'm going to share about David tomorrow. I had to get up and get on my knees and repent before the Lord. Lord Jesus, yeah. And he did this, I'm sure, not just one day, many days, right? And so many apostles who have gone before us, they don't have a bed to sleep on. Shipwreck, you know. Some of the brothers, they go to so many countries, and we're all always in the comfort of our bed. It's really a shame for us, and the Lord really touched me. I really need to give myself more freshly for his purpose. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, the Lord needs many more, right? And we are so happy to see many of you here. Some of you are here for the first time. We're very appreciative that you could come, because we are here really serious and seeking for the Lord's purpose. Right? We're not here to build up something of our own. We could care less for that. Other people are doing a much better job. What we want to do is what the Lord wants to do. Right? We want to be those who are reserved for the Lord's purpose. In the same chapter, verses 13, 14 says, "For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired." Amen. So we don't have to guess what the Lord's desire is. He spells it out very clearly here. "For the Lord has chosen Zion."
Amen.
Right? "And he has desired it for his dwelling place."
Amen.
Yeah. Once the Lord chooses something, he will never, ever unchoose it again. It's eternal. Right? He's not like us. You know, we change our mind. The Lord has chosen Zion. Today, he is still choosing Zion.
Right?
And we need to give ourselves for his purpose.
Amen.
Zion is God's dwelling place. It's a place when God comes, he says, oh, I am finally home now. I can rest. I can feel comfortable here. This is the place I want to be. Right? And here I will dwell, for I have desired it. Yeah. Because David has such a heart for the Lord, the Lord was so willing to show him what his desire is. Right? Just like the bridegroom and the bride. If the bridegroom loves the bride so much, you know, not like a boss to a servant, then he will surely tell his beloved everything that he wants. Right? And his beloved would give herself or himself to satisfy. And this is what the Lord is doing.
Yeah.
And today, we know that God's dwelling place is not a physical temple like it was back in the Old Testament, but a spiritual one. So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 21, says, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Amen. How many temples do you see on the earth today that grows? It's dead, right? It's just bricks and mortar. It's just stones. They don't grow. But what the Lord today is building is a holy temple that grows, right? And this is what we are giving ourselves to. It says, you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Amen. So today, God's building is a spiritual building. That's why we all need to know our spirits. And we all need to have our spirit stirred up. We all need to experience the Lord as the Spirit in our spirit. The Lord today, after His death and resurrection, became the life-giving Spirit. And He has come into us. And today we experience Him every time we turn to Him. We call Lord Jesus. Why is it when we call Lord Jesus, we feel a sense of peace within? We sense His presence because He, as the Spirit, speaks to us, right? Yeah. The Spirit is one with our spirits. And when all the saints come together and we are all using and exercising our spirit, then we are building the temple of God. And this is what the Lord wants us to do. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 says, but you have come to Mount Zion. Remember, the Lord says, I have chosen Zion, right? So in the New Testament, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. The Lord's desire today is not for the earthly Jerusalem, the one that's there in Israel. The Lord's desire is for the heavenly Jerusalem, right? The spiritual Jerusalem. And to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. So Zion today is the church of the firstborn. That's us, right? We are those who are born of the Spirit, right? We are following the Lord as our elder brother. He is the firstborn son of God. We are the many-born, and we are following the Lord. Yeah. Who are registered in heaven to God, the judge of all, to the spirit of just men made perfect. Amen. Yeah, this is what the Lord is doing today. And as we share, pray over the verses in Morning Watch, today we are living stones. We are being built up a spiritual house. So in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, maybe we can read these two verses together. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Amen. Coming to Him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is the first living stone, and we need to come to Him as many living stones. And when He was on the earth, He was rejected by men. Yeah. Just like us today. Whatever we're doing is not the popular thing. It's not the favorable thing. It's not the politically correct things to do. Right? But it's the thing that God wants. God chose it. That's why we do it. Right? And it's right, and it's very precious in God's eyes, yeah. The Lord is precious in God's eyes. The church is very precious in God's eyes. Right? So we give ourselves for this, yeah. Often we are just the opposite, yeah. We look around to see what is the best popular way to do it. Many Christians today, and that's what they do, you know. How can we gain more people? Oh, let's bring in this thing. Let's use that thing. They do this, and they are very successful. But we cannot do that because this is not acceptable in the eyes of the Lord. We want to do things that's precious in God's eyes. We can only build according to God's plan. Only this thing can satisfy the Lord, right? Can I add to this thing many other things? You know, bands and groups and all these other nonsense. Right? Those things need to be taken away. Only this can satisfy the Lord. Yeah. Amen. So in verse 6 says, therefore, it is also contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he who believes on him will by no means put to shame. Right? Now, men may put us to shame. That's okay. Right? We can be rejected by men, but in the eyes of the Lord, we will be precious. Yeah. Amen. So the Lord's way is the narrow way. Yeah. But it's the way that's chosen by God and precious. Now we come to the topic, consider our ways. Yeah. Let's turn to Haggai chapter 1. Haggai chapter 1. Verses, let's go from verse 2 onward to verse 8. And Haggai, Old Testament minor prophet, small book. Hopefully you can find it. Those of us who have it, let's read together from verse 2 on to verse 8. Amen.
Third to the last.
Okay. Thus speak the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
Then the word of the Lord
came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you to dwell in your panel houses and this temple to lie in ruins? Now, therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Amen. To the mountain and bring wood and build a house. Amen. Take pleasure in it.
And be
glorified, says the Lord. Amen. These verses really speaks for themselves. Just read them over and over, and this is really all we need to do. Right? I can't speak it more clearly than the Lord of hosts. Yeah.
Amen.
Consider your ways.
Amen.
Problem is, we're always doing these other stuff, earning wages, sowing things, trying to get filled, trying to clothe ourselves. We never stop and consider our ways. Right? What is it that we're doing here? Making a living? Have nice cars, nice houses, nice clothes. And that's what the worldly people do. Right? We need to consider our ways. It's so sad, God's people saying, the time has not come. It's not time yet. Right? So far away. Yeah, we need to repent. Yeah. We are so much caring for our own needs. And the reason we need to deny ourselves is because all of us, myself included, very selfish person. Just caring for my needs and self-centered and self-absorbed. Self-absorbed is even more serious. It means you always just think about, what are you thinking about me? And how do you feel about me? And how are you treating me? You know, We cannot be like that, because the church cannot be built that way. Right? For the Lord's church to be built, we all need to lay aside what we think is right, right? Lay aside our own opinions, our feelings, and look to the Lord and be one with the Lord. Right? Why is it there's so many divisions and conflicts? Everybody thinks they're right. Everyone is doing what they think is right in their own eyes. Yeah. It's Deuteronomy. Yes. We need to repent from that. Yeah. This is the thing that the Bible calls sin. When we think about sin, we think, oh, it's bad, very bad. No, this is selfishness is the biggest sin in the Bible. We are so independent from the Lord. We can do things without Him, right? He is the King in name only, but in reality, we are the King. Instead of letting the Lord rule and reign, I do everything fine. I will only turn to you if I get in trouble. I make a mistake. Oh, Lord, now I need you. Otherwise, just stay there and I'll be fine. This is why we need to consider our ways. Yeah, we need to, because our way is the wrong way. Right? Sometimes I'm thinking, wow, I've been going down this wrong way for a long time already. When did I got on this wrong way? Yeah. Sometimes when you're driving and after an hour later you realize, oh my goodness. Right? Good thing it's not a year later. Some of us, 5 years, 10 years later, we realize, oh no, I've been going the wrong way. Well, it's okay. As long as you realize that, turn around, right? It's not too late, right? Yeah. As soon as you realize you're going the wrong way, turn around and come back, right? That's what Haggai is speaking to the people of Israel. Repent, right? Because as we shared yesterday, God lets us choose. He needs our consent. He will not force you to have this operation done. Right? You know, at my work, sometimes I put contact lenses on people's eyes. And because they want to. Right? Please, I want to get the lens. So as I'm putting them in, their head starts to back up. And then they're, okay, never mind. I don't want this anymore. Okay, fine. Very good. At least I tried it. And, you know, so it's up to them, right? Laser surgery, oh, many people are very scared. I tell them, if you are scared, don't do it. I didn't do it. I'm okay, right? But John did it, and he's fine, right? So no problem. Right? It's up to you, right? God lets us choose. We have a free will. Right? So there's a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I'll read this to you. It's a very good verse. It says, I call heaven and earth, 30:19, Deuteronomy, as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Right? We need to choose life. Not just for ourselves, it says, so that both you and your descendants may live. Right? We need to do it for the sake of our kids. Right? Our next, second generation, and even the third generation. If we don't do this, not only we will perish, even our second generation will perish, and no more third generation. This is very serious. Don't just do it for yourself. Think about your children. Yeah. The Lord is speaking in a very direct way to His people. Amen. In Romans chapter 11, verse 4, I'll read you this verse. It says, but what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knees to Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Today, we need to be that remnant. Yeah. We don't expect every single Christian to become willing to build God's house. But we are the remnant. We want to be willing. We want to be here for the Lord's purpose, right? We need to give ourselves to Him. Yeah. The quotation from 1 Kings 19, verse 18, "Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth has not kissed him." Today, we should not be bowing our knees to anyone or kissing anyone. Unfortunately, this was our experience 20 years ago. So many, because of spiritual people, just gave themselves away. This is foolish. We need to be reserved as a remnant for God's purpose. No idols. Don't make anyone an idol. Don't bow your knees to anyone, only to the Lord. Yeah. We're not here to follow a man, do things based on conveniences of men. We should not bow down to any idols. We should be reserved for God. The Bible says, as the bride, a chaste virgin for Christ. Amen. That's a very serious word, Paul said. Chaste virgin for Christ. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. We need to be chaste virgin for Christ. Amen. Yeah. This is the bride that the Lord will come back to. Amen. Yes. Amen. My last point is, we are here for the glory of the Lord. So we come back to Haggai chapter 2, verse 7 and 9 says, "And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations." That's the Lord. "And I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts." And it says, "The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former." I think a better translation is, "The latter glory of this temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts." Yeah. The glory that the Lord appeared in that temple in the Old Testament was great, and it filled the temple. But that's nothing comparing to the glory which will be coming when the Lord will come back. Right? And today we are here to prepare for the Lord's glory. Right? We're not here to build anything for ourselves. We are here for the Lord to be glorified. Amen. That's why Paul says in Ephesians, "Unto Him be glory in the church." Right? May the Lord be glorified among us. May whatever we do glorify Him. Amen. Amen. May the Lord have mercy on us. Amen. That we would all learn to repent from our own ways. Amen. Consider our ways and turn our hearts back to Him. Amen. That we would be that people that will meet the Lord's knee and wash the Lord's feet. Amen. That will satisfy His heart's desire and be that bride for Him. Amen. 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 Let us give ourselves to Him. Amen. Amen. Amen.